Well, the Penrith Panthers are into their prelim for the second year in a row. They take on Melbourne Saturday afternoon, 4 p.m. at Suncorp Stadium. Matt Burton is having a great season in the centres for Penrith. He's on the line for us tonight. G'day, Matt.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Mate, thanks for your time. It must have been pleasing first up to hold on last weekend against Parramatta. They threw plenty at you at the end, and you guys held on for that win.
Yeah, definitely. It was a massive game against them guys, and you know, it was a real semi-final-like game, and just really happy to come away with the win.
Is Brian playing?
This week?
Yes, Matthew. Mate, look, geez, you're not good at this today. I love it. Yeah, is Brian playing this week in the game against Melbourne?
Yeah, I think so. He's got a couple of tests to do, so hopefully he gets through them and he should be sweet to go.
Not a mass test?
No, he's got a couple of hemi tests and that, I think.
It's his ankle, isn't it?
Yeah, it is his ankle.
Mate, there's been a little bit of criticism of your attack not quite clicking over the last few weeks. Is this a concern? Has it been addressed? Or are you comfortable things are in place that it'll come good when you need it?
Yeah, you're right. I think there's definitely a lot of improvement left in us, but, you know, we'll keep working on it at training and, you know, it's the little things that'll win us a game. Like last week, I think we missed a few opportunities there and we're going to need to execute this weekend against Melbourne.
Where do you think they're weak, mate? Well, where do you think or what you need to do really well to beat them?
Yeah, just the little things, you know, just completing sets, holding onto the ball. I think the arrows will, we need to cut them out of their game. They're just too crucial, but yeah, I think just the little things and just our execution, if we can do that, I think we'll give ourselves a good chance.
Mate, how's the condition of the team? You talk about executing. It looks like the game was pretty tough and everyone looked a bit battered. How is the team's condition?
Yeah, there's obviously a few bruises and that here and there, but, you know, we'll recover well this week and it's on again. So, yeah, it's all pretty well.
Is that why you wear headgear to stop all the bruises?
Nah, I wish it was, but... Nah.
When did you start wearing headgear?
I wore it since I was a kid, so...
Really?
Yeah, it feels a bit odd not wearing it, so... I've always just worn it, so...
Do you wear it at home ever?
Yeah, I wear it to bed as well, so.
Hey, mate, just very quickly, we're blown away by Nathan's kicking game again this year. He's hitting the post from grubbers, the bombs, the long kicks. He's just got so many different weapons. Just give us an idea about how much work goes into that. Are you seeing a lot of that, or is that done before and after training when all of you guys have gone away?
Yeah, definitely. He obviously puts a lot of time and effort into his extras and stuff like that at training, and he's always the last one to come off the field. He's always out there kicking goals and practicing his kicking. So you can see how much it pays off in the game. And, you know, it's good for us younger guys to see that as well and, you know, take that on board. And, yeah, he really puts a lot of time and effort into it. So,
are you with him while he's doing it? Are you... You know, I've seen you kick the ball and it's quite a weapon as well. Are you out there practicing kicking as well?
Yeah, for sure. Always try and, you know, beat him to be the last one off the field. But, no, it's good to just grab little tips and stuff off him and, yeah.
Hey, Matty, we got to run. Best of luck. This will be a great game on Saturday. And fingers crossed it's not your last game at the club and we can see you play one more next week in the grand final before you head off to the Bulldogs.
No worries. Thanks for that, guys.
Good luck, Matty.
Matt Burton, who, does he wear the headgear to bed? Where were you going with
well,
that?
Well, I don't know. Always, you know, I'm interested with people that wear the headgear. Like he said, he started wearing it as a kid, you know. I just want to see how, you know, involved it is in his whole life.